There's been a partial victory today in the long-running battle to enable Aboriginal politicians to speak their own language on the floor of an Australian parliament. Politicians in the Northern Territory's parliament were being blocked from speaking any language other than English. But today that changed, though it's not yet going to be a regular occurrence. Amelia Turzon reports from Darwin.
We need to provide pathways that allow for success and the courage.
This is the first time an interpreter has been on the floor of the Northern Territory's parliament to translate the words of a politician. The man speaking about remote school attendance is Yinia Markuyala.
From the electorate of Nurrumbui, come from East Arnhem Land, and I speak Kambarapungu language.
The Territory has more than 100 Aboriginal languages and dialects, but despite that, the battle to get politicians speaking their own languages in Parliament has been raging for years, notably back in 2015 with former MLA Bess Price, who tried to speak several times in the Parliament in Walpree, only to be stopped by the Speaker and told that using any language other than English without leave of the Parliament is disorderly. Mr. Guyala was told the same when he rose to give his inaugural speech in Yolngu Marta 3 years ago.
It's been frustrating.
Mr. Guyala challenged the rules.
It's taken a long time. It wasn't allowed in the beginning of the term, but I pushed and pushed, and finally, just this year, it's been approved. I feel real confident doing it in my language.
I acknowledge the Indigenous Language and Culture Program.
The victory took a lot of work with a translator at the Aboriginal Interpreter Service.
My name is Nejezda Dilipuma Putsana, and I'm a Jambarpungo interpreter, which is one of the 48 languages under the Yolngu Marta family of languages.
She is from the same region and language structure as the member for Nurrumbui, so for her, the battle is personal.
I want to do it so his constituents out in the Nurrumbui region can understand his speeches when he speaks in Yolngu Marta. These are the people that voted for him, and he's in Parliament because of them, so they should hear what he has to say in Parliament in their language. We are forced to learn English and to speak English. It's part of oppression.
But while today might have been history in the making in the Territory, this doesn't mean a translator on the floor of its parliament will become a daily occurrence. Politicians still have to get permission in advance from the speaker to use one, and they come at a cost, so they'll have to ask for those funds too. The member for Nurrumbui again.
I don't think we're doing enough. If we open up a system or a gateway that we can allow people to speak in their own languages in Parliament, I think there'll be more Indigenous people who want to be encouraged to walk into Parliament.
Northern Territory MLA Yinia Markuyala. Emilia Turzon, our reporter.